Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
No matter what.
Bitch.
But this entire episode is about travel. Since we're going to make a hop, skip, and a jump over to Nevada.
We're going to have the best time. Our friend Casey's coming with us. We can say names because she's here. Did you give a
Did you sign the consent release form?
Can we say your name?
Did you sign the release
form? Oh, okay. Okay. She's going to be a lawyer soon. But
we're also going to look completely different.
Yeah, completely different.
Swag on for that. We'll do one of those like TikTok transitions where it's like, what? Those are not the same girls. Yeah. No, we're going to show up for sure. Tell up from the flow up, and then we'll show up.
Yep.
So, yeah, stay tuned. Listen to next week's episode about us in Vegas, whatever that's going to be named and deemed. We're going to have a great time.
Just going with the flow and seeing what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And also, Amanda is going to try to not cuss this episode. Me too. I'm going to support you. I'm going to try not cuss. So if every time we cuss, you have to take a drink.
We're going to really work on that because it was expressed to me that I have a potty mouth. Have we been doing that since far? How many times have I cussed since we said go? Oh, no. Okay, starting now.
Have we?
I cannot cuss during this episode. I actually have a rather impressive vernacular. I just like to let loose.
And can this you is my say what self. Vernacular means?
Is, you know, vocabulary, yeah. If you will, or
thank
the
you.
Way...
And I don't have a good vocabulary, so that's cool. I learned my best words from you, honestly.
Thank you so much. Yeah. But yes, I know a plethora of word. So we're going to try really, really hard for me not to cuss this entire episode. And if I do, I have to take a drink. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I just wanted to open with, like, Val bought me a massage this week. That's how hard my week was.
It was a really hard week.
Val bought me a massage from this wonderful Thai massage. Is it Thai? Pretty sure it's Thai.
No clue, know. Dude. They
them
just
bitches don't
me.
Speak
don't
a lick
know.
Of English, but no. They speak of my language.
And they go, miss? At least they call me miss. They call you miss?
No.
Oh, she it's says, right. Miss, is this okay?
Is it okay?
They ask permission. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about massages? Sorry if we're going to go, we're not going into that. But when, like, you're wearing, like, your underwear, like a thong, and they fucking pull it down, and then they pull it back up and don't put it upright. You know what I mean?
Wait, they did do that to you?
They didn't pull your underwear down?
No, we talked about that. Remember when we used to always get couples massages because Val couldn't fucking do anything by herself. Yeah. Oh god.
Did I cuss at all? I don't even notice.
Val can't do anything by herself.
Yeah, I can't. That's
so I would book us couples massages. We started going to this place because they give massages. I'd get a lot of massages. I love massages. And I think it's interesting how you go to, like, you know, places like Massage Envy or those, like, franchise places, and they give you the whole questionnaire.
That are white people, yeah.
And then you go to one of those places. They don't ask you a single question, but they know all your places. They just feel your body, and they're like, she needs it right here.
Yeah, it's, like, the best.
So we were doing a couples massage, and I'm, like, going through it, because I'm a vocal massage receiver.
She moaned. I'm talking, like, moaned, not like, oh, that feels good, like... moaned in it, and I was like,
you gotta
what's
let them know what you like
on?
And what
what's
you don't like
on?
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
But it was with two guys. The massagers were two guys.
I can't
and
remember.
You got me this wimpy looking guy because you said she doesn't like it really hard.
She doesn't like it rough.
Yeah, and so that's what that was.
No, but this is the first time we went to this Oceans massage, remember? And those ladies, so we had a couples massage
there.
Yeah,
but you were still moaning
and
shit.
And then afterwards, I was like, did the lady take off your panties
while you were doing that? She was like,
what? No. And I was like, she didn't take off your panties?
But every time since then, they've taken off my panties.
I don't wear panties
every
anymore.
Every time. They, what?
I don't wear panties anymore. As a
you have to cover
no,
something in
no,
that.
Ma'am. Mm-mm.
Their sign, when you walk into Ocean Massage, it says, we will not touch your butt. Here, it has fucking X marks. Have you not seen that?
Doesn't mean you can't be
I've
nude.
Oh, I just cussed.
Doesn't mean you can't be nude. Just means you're not going to touch it. They're also like,
but
no
it's a lie.
Illegal massages.
It's a lie because they massage my butt and they almost touch me. You know where?
Yes, I love it. It's so good. No, she worked my glutes real good. And I was like, did she massage your booty? And you were like, no. But I remember she was massaging. I was like, oh my god, this is so amazing. And she was like taking down my panties and she was like, okay. And I was like. Okay. Like, and I just like arced my back a little bit. She just slid them right off. And I was like, she just slid down
but
your
but then
panties.
They don't put them up right.
So when we go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've been to Vegas. I've been to Vegas a lot. Val loves her Vegas.
I love Vegas. Well, they already know that. Every time we talk about travel or something, I go, yeah, Vegas.
Val loves Vegas. She is also in a slot tournament.
I might win money for free.
She, like, hotel rooms are paid for.
This is how fast it's going to go.
She's been working on it. Her wrist, her carpal tunnel.
And then you have to swipe at the same time. It's a hard life.
Yeah, so she got us the rooms. We're going. We're going to have a good time. We're going to go see some DJs. But which brings us, you know, to the topic of travel. Yeah. And I love to travel. Traveling's a big thing in my life.
You're good at traveling.
I'm good at traveling. I'm a low-maintenance traveler. Travel for me is almost an aphrodisiac. I love me some good travel. Planes, trains, automobiles. I'll sleep. It doesn't matter.
I know.
It's a gift and a curse.
This one time, what happened was we were going to Vegas, shocker, and we were going to meet T-Booty and somebody else, and we were on the plane, and we didn't even take off yet, and mind you, I have a fear of flying.
She has a severe flying anxiety.
Severe, whatever you want to call it. So we're on the flight. Okay, let me get this straight. We haven't even taken off. We literally boarded. And all of a sudden, I look over to Amanda because I'm scared. And she's like,
I like this. Which is actually a majority of our career together. If you think about it, if we go anywhere together.
I literally about died. And I'm just like, for real, we haven't taken off. That's the scariest part for me.
Yeah.
So you slept the entire flight.
It's like an hour flight.
Hour and 40 minutes.
1 hour and 42 minutes.
Yeah.
And from take off to touchdown.
So just so everyone knows, like, I have a routine now. I was telling Frank about this earlier. I now take 3 shots of tequila or so, and that's how I make it through a flight, because I just can't deal.
Yeah,
I don't want to take a Xanax. I've never taken any pills like that, so it's like scary for me.
I was like, you should take a Xanax.
No.
She'll be like, hey, let's take off.
Literally taking the day off of work because I just can't. I gotta save my energy, and my energy towards the flight is gonna make me exhausted. Then I'll just be a Debbie Downer for all of us, and I don't want that.
I definitely let you down that day. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it's a gift.
That was years ago. That's before we even had our people.
Yeah.
That was when we moved in together.
I'm also not a good, like, driving car trip buddy.
She'll fall asleep. She sleeps anywhere.
Honestly, and it's a gift. And
she's
a curse.
That old bitch that's gonna be in a recliner and just, Grandma, are you?
And they'll be like, oh my God, is she dead? No, she's just sleeping. It's just how I enjoy life. That's exactly how I'm going to die, by the way. Peacefully in my sleep bit.
Yeah.
That's
it. I believe it. We both love sleep, though.
I am my father's daughter.
But I can't
daughter.
Sleep on a plane. You'll never catch me sleeping on a plane.
It's a gift. It's that white noise.
I want to make a bet that I will be the first person asleep in Vegas.
Should we take bets on a few things that are going
to
happen?
Yeah, I want to.
We have money on a few things.
Okay, I have money. I have a couple things. So I have money on our best friend Casey hooking up with either somebody random. Okay, I have $25 that she's going to hook up with somebody random. I have $50 on that she's going to hook up with our friend David on the second night. Yeah, I have a night planned. Yeah. Mm. A little makeout set. See, I called that. I fucking said that the other night.
Shaking hands for adults.
Yeah, making out for sure. I was like, well, for sure they're going to make out, like at a pool party or something. What other bets? I'll be the first one asleep for sure.
For sure.
That's like, I will win that bet.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how many bets unfold. But we wanted to talk about travel, mostly because we were just thinking about it. And it really got me this week thinking about how much travel brings me joy. And it really does. Like, one, I love trips with my friends for sure. Two, I love trips abroad. I love trips in general. And like, this isn't a vacation. This is a trip.
This is a
business trip. We want to write this off.
We got our business account. We forgot to
film an episode while we're there.
Okay.
But, and cheers to that. We got our EIN. We got our checking account.
92 dash something.
Don't tell people.
That's all I know.
To get an account in our name. Anyways, so we want to do a little shindig on some travel here, because you've never traveled abroad, have you? You don't have a passport yet.
You know this.
She's got to get her passport. It's a whole birth certificate situation. Her mother doesn't care about her. Blah blah blah. Anyways,
I'm adopted. I probably was one of those kids that
not a priority.
They gave the semen to the.
No, you're your father's daughter for sure. 10 out of 10. You are Martin's
love
kid.
You, Dad.
Well, thanks, Dan.
But no, I've never traveled abroad because I don't have a passport. But there's some places you can go without a passport.
Did
that
you
Kayla
know
sent me the other day.
That only 1/3 of Americans have a passport?
It's because a lot of them are scared.
True that, double true.
But where let's that, go into that.
Where does
that
come from?
Like, where does it come from?
So I think the proper statistic, hold on, what is it? 37% of the population has a valid passport as of March of 2022. So
you guys are the two people. A three. One, two, three.
Man. And I remember when I first got my passport, it was like my early 20s. It was fewer than that. But I think that's a big thing. That's a part of a lot of, you know, American culture. And that was another one I wanted to talk about is like the difference between, you know, American domestic travel specifically and American international travel, which is a completely different experience. And I think, you know, and even Frank were talking about this before we turned on the cameras, was like, if there's one thing you can gift your kids, you can gift your cousins, you can gift, you know, anybody, especially if you've had the privilege of traveling, is to take them abroad, is to let them, God bless you, to take them to other parts of the country, because there is nothing more inspiring, more humbling, more, you know, ultimately just more rewarding than traveling abroad. Because not only do you get to see places that are, one, make you feel so poor, but places that make you feel so extremely wealthy. May it be, yes, fiscally, but also with family, also with just your health. And there is nothing that's going to teach you faster than studying abroad. And it's actually sad, too, when you see a lot of privileged, I specifically mean Americans, but privileged Americans, especially when they travel when they're younger and come back and have learned nothing. And it's the most disheartening thing because it's like everywhere you go, there's always something to take away from another country. But I always think it's interesting, like traveling domestically, right? So America in and of itself, you could live here your whole life and not even see half of America. Each little pocket, each little state, each little suburb within a state is so unique and different, and so many different accents, right, and different cultures. But I mean, all of it is because I mean of immigration. It's of immigrants, yeah. And so it's like, thank you for the food, thank you for the language, thank you for the culture. And so it's funny when you go abroad. And my first international trip was to Australia, which is like the most privileged trip you could probably take.
I could have gone to that, but I was broke. Yeah,
as a single white female, going to Australia was probably like the best thing. And I remember too telling my mom, like after my friend bought the ticket, and I was like, so I'm going to Australia. And we'll tell you how we stumbled upon these individuals, you know, while we're in Vegas.
Next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. My mom was like, well, who are you going to stay with? And I was like, some guys we met in Vegas. She was like, what? Yeah, I know some guys we met in Vegas. She's like, well, how old are they? Should we be? I was like, they're like 30, 40 easy.
They were 40 like, something, yeah, almost they're 50. Older.
You know, they got money.
Let's save that
money
for later.
They got Aussie money, but that's who we're going to stay with. And we're going to have a great time. We're going for like 2 weeks. It'll be fine. And she was like, absolutely not. And I was like, I'm like 23, so I'm going. And we went. I'm so glad I did, too. And even my mom after that trip was like, you know, I am glad you went, even though you're a fucking idiot. Even though, Amanda, you're sometimes not as intellectual as you perceive, because you don't even know these guys, and you're going to the most expensive country on the other side of the world. Like a day.
The ticket was like
$1,000.
Oh,
yeah, it was like
I remember that.
It was like $1,600.
I was just like, you're crazy.
Yeah, it was.
I was
great.
Judging you hardcore.
I remember because I ditched Idaho because I had gotten a DUI.
Yeah. You went to Indio, California.
And I went back to live with my family in Indio, California. And I worked at a casino until I paid off my DUI debt, paid everything out. And then I started just making money. And then she was like, hey, tickets are on sale for like $1,600. I was like, I'm in. Let's go. I know a couple guys. So we go. We have the time.
Then you stole money from people.
You did. We have the time of our lives, you guys. We had the time of our lives. It was one of the best vacations I've ever been on. Oh my God.
Open your eyes.
Great. I'm just reliving it. You know what I'm reliving right now that one time?
Get her an inhaler. God damn, get her an inhaler stat.
This one time. So we were there, and one of the guys we were staying with, his business friend was like, hey, I got some frequent flyer miles. You guys want to fly up to the Gold Coast? And we were like, yeah. He was like, well, you guys got to put yourself up.
Sydney, right?
Yeah, well, no, we were in Sydney. Well, we were actually south of Sydney in a town called Cronulla. And he was like, I'll fly you up north, which is like their Las Vegas, right? Their Gold Coast. We were like, yes, we're in. He's like, you're going to have to put yourself up in your own hotel, but I'll fly you there, fly you back.
Is that
like,
when you were in the hostels?
Yeah. So we stayed in a hostel. And
you fucked some tall guys.
Yeah. No, do you want to tell the story? Or do we? Take a drink.
No, he was, where was he from? He had an eye. Was he Irish? No, he was Scottish. And he had a crooked eye.
But oh, you want tall? He was skinny, yeah, motherfucker. Ah, oh, goddamn.
He was tall. He had a big old dick. Oh my God. It was one of the
You
big.
Said it was like really big.
It was
yeah.
really big.
Those
it
were
was
the days, so huh? big.
But the thing is we were all in shared hostels, and he had the hostel, and he was in a bunk bed. He was in the top bunk. And I was like,
and you did it, no
I was
matter
like,
what.
Fuck it. In the top bunk, I did. But no, I remember he would be like, you want a swirly wordly?
Wait, what?
It's like a candy or something. I don't know.
You want know where no, my mind went. It's a curly,
curly whirly. Do you want a curly whirly? But he also had a crooked eye. Do you want a curly whirly? He was great. He was the nicest dude. He was so sweet. I talked to him for a good while after that. But now he's married, got a kid, all that.
Wow,
we
how do you know that?
Time because I followed him on social media
oh,
for
okay,
a while.
Okay.
Until I was like, and we're done. But we had the best time. It was such a great time. And I'm so glad that we did that because it was one of the best life experiences. And she ended up meeting her partner there. I had to fly.
They're home. Married
They're
still.
Married. Me and my yeah. mom flew back years later for their wedding. Yeah. That was a crazy time. And yeah, so just traveling, you know, there. And then recently went to Spain, which was super great. And I haven't been anywhere else, which is really sad. I mean, I've been to a lot of places in America. So like even me, I've traveled to two different countries. And I have so much to learn. But the thing that really like breaks my heart is when you travel abroad and you find out how Americans are at the butt of a lot of jokes. Like mm-hmm. Americans are some of the most ignorant travelers you will ever meet. And it's really hard because you try not to be that. And then when people are like, this is one of the funny things too. People be like, oh, where are you from? And a lot of Americans will be
Idaho.
Like, I'm from California. Yeah. And they'll be like, what? Like, people say their countries, you don't say your state, but a lot of Americans, that's when you know it's like, oh man, don't do that. I'm from the States. I'm from America.
But even then, when you like are in the States and you say, they go, where are you from? And you go, Idaho. And they go, oh,
Iowa.
Idaho.
Isn't that a place for potatoes?
Where the potatoes are? I couldn't even get a potato. Listen to this. My friends from Cali, my high school friends, are like, my dad really wants us to bring a potato back. Did I tell you this? We're like, he really wants a real potato from Idaho. And I'm like, that's embarrassing. We go to Albertsons Market Street, the biggest fucking Albertsons.
Get her another White Claw because this white girl is just.
You thought you had a cussing problem. The biggest Albertsons in the land. We go up there to where the potatoes are supposed to be. And I go.
California potato.
No. And I go, no, wait. And I go, excuse me. They're just looking for a potato. And he goes, I'm sorry, we're all out of potatoes. I can't make this up. And I'm just like, wait, what? The biggest Albertsons that
Meanwhile,
we have.
In college, they were literally on the side of the road with onions
in Ontario,
when you would drive
oh God,
to school.
Yeah.
You'd be like, there, there's potatoes.
Well, the story is Idaho runs out of potatoes and it's really
we're
not
the,
from
even
here.
The largest export.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're not. So it's such a joke that people really believe that. So anyways, that's what her dad wanted. We didn't get him one. Sorry.
Back to ignorance.
Got him the fake one.
Back to ignorance. Yeah. Idaho doesn't even have potatoes. Yeah.
So back to traveling. So when I want to go to that Mexico. I want to go to Am I the Asshole? I really do.
We will. Oh, and that's that's there. The biggest thing. And like I was thinking too, as I was looking up statistics. I was looking up some statistics on travel, and it turns out that 48%, or no, sorry, that's the wrong one. Most solo travelers are females at 84%, which makes a lot of sense because I actually have a lot of girlfriends that travel way more than me.
Casey went to Thailand by herself,
yeah.
Bro.
Solo
Casey,
travelers.
Casey, can you come over here? Literally, she left from Boise and went to Thailand. And when she told me she was going by herself, that scared me, honestly. No, honestly.
And like only 16% of solo travelers are male, which I thought was super fascinating. And the best part is like this is becoming more and more prevalent with the millennials. So millennials actually are the biggest generation to travel. That was another one, too. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I don't want to interrupt, but don't you like honestly think when you think society and men are doing more than women, you know, that whole society thought is men are the businessmen and they're traveling for work. Doesn't that kind of Don't you think that more than
I feel like a
do you
lot,
know what I mean?
When,
like,
when you look at
well,
the reasons,
he's on a business trip. That's yeah. when he cheated. Right. You know what I mean?
I was in,
like,
a different country.
Yeah,
so.
Like, do you get what I'm saying though? Like, I'm not trying to like go men versus women, but that's what I think about when
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and I think personally, I think one, given our generation, it makes a lot more sense now. Is
yeah.
the millennial generation? One is we are having a different relationship with work, right?
Yes.
Two, women are not housing things up. A lot of women will sacrifice the investment that. Is
where's the Sprite? We need Sprite, so gosh. Bring that next.
You guys are
we'll
cutting.
Share it.
Casey just
we'll
brought us a shot.
It. Casey's so tan. You'll see Casey on the next podcast. She's gonna be a lawyer and she's amazing and she's intelligent, but she's tan.
You'd be nicer now that you're not chastising her to get you liquor. But I think, you know, circling back to is like a lot of women associate travel expense with. Experience, and that's something too that I always
thank you.
Would much rather invest in experience than I would an item or a material item. And I think a lot of women these days are understanding that the experience of going abroad pays you out tenfold, right? And a lot of things too is some women with kids, cheers to that, would rather invest the money back into the home, back into their career, back into their cars, whatever, to build their future at home. Whereas some other women are like, no, we're going to go ahead and build it, you know, abroad. So I think that's a bigger reason too. A lot of it is safety, but I think women are better travelers. One, and this will segue right into Am I the Asshole, which is our segment. Take a drink. Let me take a drink real fast. Yeah. On that segment note.
818, holler at us. It's uh-uh. Kendall Jenner. Respondo. Reposado.
That's appropriation.
Just sponsor us already. Goddamn. Mm.
Ooh.
We're like number one supporters. I have one. Oh, look. Here's another bottle. Here's another bottle. 818.
I think that's more of like an alcoholic thing than a sponsorship.
No, it's called... If you call me that one more time.
Mm-mm. Truth hurts.
What is the definition of an alcohol?
Okay, guys, I think okay. we're all ready for the intervention okay, portion yeah. of this evening.
Okay, so
all this to
am
say,
I the asshole? I want to get into this so
all
bad.
All this to say, I think women are better overall travelers. And why you're seeing statistics stray that way, especially nowadays, is because overall... I think women have the opportunity to adapt to their environments better. They're a little bit more socially inclined. A lot of reasons when you look at why people travel, it's to connect with themselves.
Yes.
And to meet new people.
And they're not only the stay-at-home mom. They have a different purpose
yeah, there's a
in
lot,
life.
A lot to do. Yeah, but yeah, that. So when it comes to our segment, am I the a-hole here?
Oh, I love this. I can't wait.
We have a couple hypotheticals because, I mean, as a single woman traveler, one, traveling all over, you know, the States, especially for work, I put myself in some pretty sticky wickets. There's yeah. a couple of things where, honestly, I should probably not be here today. Like,
a serial killer would have gotten her.
I'm not even a serial killer. Like, a
size.
General killer. Like,
no, like, somebody that's, like, into there's, some weird shit, and then they're like, well, I'm going to kill you afterwards.
There's been a lot of sorry. Scenarios where I'm like, anything. Wow. I cannot, if my daughter did that in today's day and age, she would no longer be here. Like, no. I should no longer be here.
You would send me, you would say, I'm going to go meet up, just like episode one. Let's refer back to episode one. You messaged
today's
me
murder
and you
mystery
were like,
podcast.
This is, we are going to do a murder mystery podcast. That's
but no,
something
I
I'm
would
into.
Text you.
But you would text me and say, hey, I'm in, you were in Miami, and I remember mm-hmm. this. God, my memory for the weirdest stuff, huh? I go, okay, and you're like, this is who I'm going to meet up with. So-and-so, and he was an older gentleman, and you met up with him in Miami, and you're like, this is who I'm gonna
oh,
talk
dear.
To. But it was honestly gave me anxiety.
Miami,
you know?
Colorado, like but, anywhere I had a business trip, I'd be
yeah.
like, hey, I'm going on a Tinder
and you
date.
Would let me know, which is great, but it was also like...
What are you gonna do oh, halfway across the country?
Yeah, but...
It was my safety net.
But I'm just saying, like, that's risky. You're a yeah. risk taker. It's fine.
I'm a risk taker. Also stupid, and there yeah. were some times where, honestly, I was just extremely lucky and somebody was watching over me. I don't know.
But honestly, no offense, know. You are bigger and strong. That somebody that wanted to, you know, overpower you or whatever it may be, they would have a hard time.
That's why I tell
that's
my friends
real.
A lot of the time, especially when we were in Spain, I went with oh, a yeah. very petite, you know, blonde friend. She was like, gosh, when you walk, you're just like, boom. I'm like, oh, I take up space for yeah. sure. And I look like if I feel that's like travel tips, ladies, like take up space. If you yes. feel number one,
stare them down. Be
if
like
you feel somebody is following you, somebody is staring you, somebody is stalking you, somebody looking at you, you make it, no, you make them more uncomfortable than you are. Yes. And that is a gift. You
carry a gun. What?
You can't carry a taser because apparently some countries frown upon it. Yeah. It's illegal.
She almost got arrested. But can we go to-
got my taser confiscated.
Go to the am I the asshole? I'm really into
this. So here's a hypothetical. Okay. Here's a hypothetical. And here's something I want to play out, especially while you're traveling. I have two
and
for
Casey,
you.
And Casey, you can comment if you'd you like. You can weigh in just on let this, us right? Know.
And well, you can
pass
too.
The mic like that.
You know, did you
because you traveled out of the country, I have not. So I'd love to hear your input too.
Here's the scenario. Okay. We're going to paint a picture for you, okay? Am I the a-hole?
Okay.
So you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
And you are staying in an Airbnb. You're not staying in an all-inclusive.
Oh.
Mistake number one. But, and you're walking down the street. Hold on. We're going to need this for this segment. You're walking down the street because you need to get some water at a local cantina, okay? And mind you, in this scenario, you are about 5'6", 5'7", 130 pounds, blonde girl from Idaho, okay?
Not Indian.
You're a blonde
American.
Girl, and yeah. You're walking down the street of Mexico. You see a group of about 6 to 7 Hispanic men, and you're going to the cantina to get some water. And all of a sudden, you feel your gut telling you, mayday, mayday, right? And you have this battle between your gut and your head, where your head is saying, don't be racist. Just because they're a group of 6 Mexican guys does not mean they're trying to rape, murder, and sell your body. It's not a thing. 2, your gut is saying, absolutely not. We are a fish out of water. We don't speak the native language. We are seriously approached. Like, these are 6 Mexican men. We are a blonde girl. We are walking. We are in a place we don't know that is known for decapitations. Like, we need to bounce, bounce, baby, bounce. You get to the cantina. You also notice that these men walk into the cantina as well. You don't know if they're following you per se, but you notice that they come in right after you. You put your water down. You bail ass out of that cantina and you go back to your Airbnb.
Drink.
1. Are you the a-hole? Are you racist? Or are you just trying to protect yourself while you're traveling?
Am I allowed to answer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've never gone to Mexico, so I can't speak to that, honestly. What I can say is, as a woman, if you feel something in your gut, follow it. That's how I feel. Is always follow what you feel in your gut because it's real. When I listen to murder podcasts, straight up, they're like, or I've listened to I Survived, and that shit's fucking crazy because they're
you
like,
need this more than I
should have turned around and not helped him find his puppy, right? So that shit's real. That's
yes,
real.
Sally, that is true. We don't help people find our puppies. They don't have a puppy.
That's real. And so, again, not traveling out of the country, but as you guys know, and you guys make fun of me and you say, Val doesn't do anything by herself because I'm smart. Because in my mind, I don't want to get fucking murdered. And so I will always be like, hey, you want to go with me to the bathroom? Hey, you want to go with me there? Because I'm not trying to murder.
I go around raping and murdering as much as I want, which is not at all.
I'm saying I'm not trying to.
Murder.
I'm not trying to be murdered.
She's not trying to get murdered. For
what I'm
sure.
saying is I will die at some point, but not be murdered is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, here's the interesting thing is like.
But wait, I'm not done.
Oh, so I continue.
So, with the Hispanic version of that, because we talked about this before, the person we're talking about was blonde and she walked up and she saw a group of Hispanic men. For me, it's not about race. And I know like. I hope people aren't racist and all of that, but I think it stems from when you grow up in a different state, and I know that sounds weird, but when you grow up in California...
When you grow up in America, one...
No, Idaho's different than California, I'll tell you that much. That's real. Sorry. But California is diverse, and so is New York. California and New York are diverse, okay? So is Chicago and... In Detroit, like those big cities are diverse, right? So if I'm in California, I never felt that, like what you're saying, like that fear, you know, in Mexico or whatever it may be. But if I'm out of the country, I think as women, we always have a fear because we are women and men can overpower us wherever we are and because we are not in a comfortable situation. If I'm in California and I'm with my friends, a group of friends, I'm not feeling that fear like I am alone. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to be with being alone. And I think that's where my anxiety comes from in general, is being alone. You know, yeah, I have a gun when I'm in my home, but if I'm in Mexico, I don't have a gun to protect myself. So I think that's where it all stems from. But I don't think it's a racist thing. Do I think if I was in Mexico and I saw a group of white guys?
That's what I was going to say. Flip the script. You're walking down the same street, same that's time. Right. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, mind you.
Absolutely.
And you see a group of 6 white men.
No, it's not a racist thing for me because I grew up in a diverse childhood.
You would be as equally skittish, worried.
Yes, because I grew up, again, this is growing up in California compared to growing up in Idaho. I am scared of being alone in general, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it does, but if I was in Mexico, oh, absolutely. It's the same thing if I go to downtown Boise. I still be like, hey, you guys want to go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. I'm in downtown Boise of Idaho, and I still want someone to go to the bathroom with me because that's how I feel. I am that anxiety ridden no matter what race it is. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
And that's where I'm at. And again, I haven't been to Mexico, so I mm-hmm. can't relate. But you guys have been out of the state, but I'm just saying, like, that's where my mind goes, is you never go alone. Mm-hmm. That's the rule of thumb.
You never go alone.
And you guys used to make fun of me, like, you can go to the bathroom on your own. You guys have said that to me straight up, and I'm like, bro, you listen to the murder podcast that I have? Because, no.
I just want you to be less codependent.
Yeah. But
what's the line between codependence and...
That's another episode, but... I don't want to get murdered. But...
All this to say, too, and that's upon reflection, I was like, nah, that's the thing. When you are... So you have to give the situation context. Because here's the thing. When I was in Chicago, mm-hmm. walking down with my coworkers to go to dinner, right? Not... Just walking down in my business casual outfit, getting catcalled by a group of men is the same fear of like, all right, I get catcalled. I need to ignore them. They approach me. I need to ask them. You need to stay away. So this point in time, like we go back, right? We put down our water. We go back to the Airbnb and that's that. And then upon reflection, we're like, dang, is this racist? Here's the thing. When you are a fish out of water and you are traveling, and especially if you are a woman and you are traveling alone, you need to shoot first questions later. You need to listen to your gut instinct. Your guts, your instincts need to be on high, and they will be when you're a fish out of water. You will be on hypersensitivity, and you need to listen to that. And there's the times, too, when I was looking back in my 20s where I was like, Amanda, there was red alarms. Ding, 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 ding. We should not be here. We should not do this. We don't know him. We could get murdered. And thank the lucky stars that we did, that I didn't.
Can I interject for a second? Hmm. Is that... But here's the thing. When you say Chicago or whatever it may be, let's be real. Chicago is...
Terrifying? What?
No, it's majority black men, mm-hmm. women, whatever. What you're missing is that when I grew up, it was the black people versus the Mexican people in my school. Mm-hmm. So in my high school... I was the minority, mm-hmm. you know, and so they're fighting and I'm just like, wait, what? So I almost have that experience of what you're experiencing when you travel is what I experienced in life without changing a state.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Like, it's almost like it's more not even scary
for you,
like...
I'm sure. Like, wait, what's going on here? No, this mm-hmm. is what I experienced in high school. So when I came,
well, what
when
about
I'm
their
18,
views towards you? So I think that's where the fear is, because Brandon and I even gotten a little bit of a disagreement about this. Because I mean, he's, you know, he's a man who's mm-hmm. He hasn't been knocked down till as of recently. This was his first fight as of recently, right? And he's like, I disagree. I don't think that being safe, fight or flight, versus inherent racism is mutually exclusive. I think a little bit of both. I think one, you know, chicken doesn't necessarily come before the egg comes at the same time. I think you saw that they were Mexican and you also saw that they were men. I was like, you don't have a vagina. I saw that they were men. I was like, I don't care if they're black, white, Mexican, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. If there's a group of 6 men, my little butterflies are going, and it's happened more than one occasion. So that's what I'm saying, is like, whenever I walk across a group of men, because if that was 6 Mexican women, my thought process would have been completely, like,
who am I gonna go fine? Down on tonight?
Yeah, I'm like, any of them fine? Shoot, what are they wearing? Are they sizing me up? Am I sizing? Can I take any of them? If they are accomplices, I can probably take that one and that
but
one.
I'm but I'm just saying, do you see the diversity of where you grow up?
Oh, for
changes
sure.
your view of when you're out of the country.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's number one. And yet another reason to really, really consider, like, you need to explore other countries, because no wonder we are viewed as the most ignorant country. You go outside and you see, when you go outside this country, you see extreme poverty, you see extreme wealth, you see extreme culture, you see delicious food, you see women, men. I've seen some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life outside of this country.
Where?
Cute. Oh my gosh. Well, first of all,
okay.
Florida, yes. They were Cuban, but they were Cuban. They were outside.
They were some of the most Miami.
Beautiful women I've ever
Miami,
seen in my life.
Yeah, for sure.
Australian men were great. Super great.
Can we ask Casey really quick where she, what she feels in this? Because
as far as like
Casey is not racism, plus size like us, so if she flight? Was in a fight or flight, they could take her easily. Hang on.
So what's the question? Hold. Clarify the question.
How do you feel when you're out of the country? Do you feel safe or not safe when you see a group of men that are... If you're in Thailand, are they Thai? What do you feel? Okay. Hang on.
Does it matter the country?
Yeah. So to me, it doesn't matter if it's in the country or outside of the country. It's more of just like it's an unfamiliar setting. Like, because if I'm in Boise, like I automatically feel safe here because I know where everything is.
But you shouldn't.
But
I mean,
why? It's a safe place. Like statistically, it is.
That's another thing.
Yes.
Mexico versus Norway versus Germany.
Yes, exactly. Like what I mean, logically, is this, the numbers can tell you if it's a safe place or not. But also, there are times when like you just need to trust your gut. It could be one guy or one girl.
You feel followed.
It could be one guy
girl.
Where you're getting freaky vibes from. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's not gendered. There are crazy people out there. So it's like, am I getting weird vibes from this person that's like getting too close to me? Then I should probably dip out. Like, I don't know. I just err on the side of life.
Caution. That's the thing. I think when you are
you
fish out of water.
Show me your location.
Yeah, for sure. When you are fish out of water, you need to take that gut feeling seriously because those are your instincts. That's what you're born with. That's why you're born with them. That's literally why you're born with them.
The hair on
you
your neck.
You have to listen to that.
Up.
Cut number two for female travelers is like, one, the best things is like, my friend Sydney told me, like, you need to join Facebook groups for other solo women travelers to get, like, the best travel deals, to get time to meet up with other women, empower each other. Number three is wear outlandish outfits because people are looking for the people who are quiet, who are meek, who are going to blend in. Wear
a
bright staple
about
jacket.
This.
Yeah.
Wear a blue jacket.
You need to wear something peacock.
Pink jacket. You had a pink jacket.
I do.
On
I have a flaming hot pink jacket that I love. It's a trench coat.
Cameras don't will catch
in.
That.
You do not blend in. Stand out. Stand your ground. Wear be big. Take up space. But at the same time, you need to know your etiquette, right? You need to learn the language or at least parts of it. You need to learn, is it appropriate not to tip? Is it appropriate to tip? Am I disrespectful if I shake hands or we bow?
But how would you know that? Do you know what I mean?
Google's free. You need to do your extensive research before you travel, and it is, I encourage you to get, because when I was growing up, it was not encouraged. I mean, yes, there were people who did foreign exchange. My brother did foreign exchange to Germany, and I was like so jealous of him, but it cost a lot of money. My family couldn't really do
that.
Don't
be jealous of him.
But ultimately, you need to encourage this travel, because when you step outside of this country, my goodness, do your eyes open.
My goodness.
Your eyes open. Open at the back of your, it's almost like you grow antennas. You're like, wow, what a privileged, amazing, closed-minded, ignorant life I've lived.
Oh my goodness.
It is baffling, Valerie. Just uncanny how much things you take in. The amount of things you
mother
learn, the
of
language,
pearl.
Oh, the food, the cuisine, the men, the women, the art, the language. It's just like do not deprive yourself of a genuine human experience because you're ignorant, because your parents didn't travel,
truth.
Because
Preach.
You're scared. You gotta do it. And that is one of the best gifts I think you can give your children. That's one of the things I'm like, oh, my kids have got. I was like, if there's a quick way to learn to count, it's counting back currency. Like, that's not USD. And so, I mean, ultimately, you gotta do it. The gift that keeps on giving is an experience of travel, and it just will always pay you back tenfold. The people you meet, the sunsets you'll see, I can't enough. And I truly do. Like, my heart weeps for those who just haven't had the privilege to step outside of this country. Here's the second, am I the a-hole? Say you're in a foreign country. I'm gonna go with, like, we can pick any country at this point in time.
Mexico for sure, because shit's going down
stay
there.
We want to stay the theme. Okay.
Oh, Germany.
No, you're, we
she
can
did
stay
say
the theme.
Germany.
We can do whatever. Whatever.
Okay. Okay.
And let's say you want to treat yourself to a pedicure.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea. So you go get a pedicure. Okay. And you're getting a pedicure done by a woman who just seems a little off. She seems as if, like, I don't know, the light has kind of left her eyes a little bit, and things are just, I don't know. It seems a
little
weird.
I don't like this example at all.
The whole vibe of the nail salon is a little tense. The owner's a little high strung. It's kind of like, you're kind of like, oh, this isn't really the vibe. And she messes up on your nails, right? And you're like, ah, oh, it's not the color I wanted, but we're just going to bite the bullet. And the owner's like, no. If that's the color you wanted, that's the color you're going to get. And then all of a sudden her phone goes off and she checks her phone and she goes, oh, I need to go. I have a client I need to take care of. And the owner says, you need to finish the customer's nails right now. They are priority. You need to finish their nails. And she goes, no, I have a customer. I need to go. And he goes, okay, then you go now. And he takes over finishing and fixes your nails and all of that. The owner is giving you vibes. Super off-putting, really aggressive, like really controlling. And everyone else in the nail salon seems to cater to him. He's just one of those big boss people. And there's a couple other women in there who are very skittish, and they also look very meek, and they also look like they're just not, again, like the life has kind of left their eyes a little bit. You go to pay for your service. You think nothing of it. You leave, and you start to think back on some of the things you saw in the salon, and your biggest concern is that this is some sort of cahoots, like some sort of... Yeah, some sort of servitude, slavery, possibly sex trafficking, because you're in a place that is known for, and a lot of these women look like they need help, but they're not saying it. And you just have that off feeling that entire time you're there. You leave, you think nothing of it, you pay for your pedicure, and you're out. But upon reflection, this is what you think. One, you're just being racist. Two, do you actually call and say, hey, I think this should be investigated, or I think something's going on at the salon? Or three, just continue on your way. You don't really think twice about it.
I have a question on option two. Who am I calling?
You're going to call the investigator. I don't know. There's probably a phone number. FBI, Investigative Services, that's sex trafficking. If you suspect sex trafficking, you're going to call.
Yeah, I see that shit in the
airport. Give me my phone right now.
I see who that stuff in the airport. I see even the airport. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey, if you're being...
So you call that number upon Googling. I'm just saying, your suspicion's got to be strong, right? Or do you risk calling that phone number?
I'm going to say a typical American is going to be like, if we're being serious, I mean, you would have to also...
Put yourself in a hypothetical. What would you do?
That's what I'm saying is, if I could feel it that something is off.
Something is off. The interaction was weird between those two.
Yeah, then I'm going to say something. But
mind you, you're getting your nails done at like 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. Who's got a customer at 7? Let's give some context to this. Who's got another customer to go take care of at 7 o'clock at night where they dip out halfway between your petty?
That's real. What do you mean?
So I'm just saying. So is that your response? Is like, ah.
Yeah, because I know someone that owns a nail salon and they got to do what they got to do.
Go get your business.
Yeah.
He's also not a dick of a boss. And all of his employees don't look. So
no,
that's
I'm just
what I'm
kidding.
Saying.
I love him. I love you.
Are you,
you know
the
that
a-hole?
We're family.
We're
but that's the difference, too, is like I experienced somebody that's half American, half Vietnamese, and he had a horrible childhood. I can't really speak for him, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you start a nail salon, it's like, I don't know. I just can't even imagine outside of here, like, of what could be going on. Because our brains don't want us to take that. Our brains
really
don't want us to
In
go
my
there.
Head, too, I was like, gosh, if I was in that situation, because she even asked me, she's like, what would you do? Would you call? Would you shake it off? Or would you, like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole situation just ran me the wrong way, the way he spoke to her, the way things went down, the other
so
women
So you're
in
saying
the room.
It's a male to females working. I didn't catch that.
Male's the boss. There's a bunch of females doing nails right now, and one of the females doing your toes
I mean,
needs to bounce out halfway
you're
between
gonna
your
think,
petty.
Oh, that's a pimp doing nails. Right, but ultimately, is that what's happening? They're probably doing
know.
Something
Mind
illegal.
You, you're
who
also
knows?
In a foreign country, so that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
we don't know the rules. We
you
don't
call
know.
It, call it. You walk out, you tip them, you leave. You call it a day. Call it a part of your vacation. You never think about it twice. Or do you take the next step and actually be like, I think something's going on here, a little deeper than I know, and you make a phone call.
Yeah.
Or three, are you just being racist?
No, I don't think I don't think that's racist at all. If we go back to what we talked about prior to here, if you're walking down the street and you see seven Hispanics or seven African American people, it's halfway racist, right? But as a woman, we have different thoughts because a man can overpower us, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're at the nail salon and you feel like they're getting into some slave shit or some prostitution that involves nails.
That's what I'm saying.
I hear you, but yes, you can report it. It's the same thing if you see a parent that's mistreating a child, are you going to call CPS in the grocery store? Riddle me that. Hey, cheers to that. I'm so intellectual today when I try not to cuss.
Wow, you're vernacular.
But I experience that on the daily, so it's kind of like that's where I think about it. Yeah.
To come full circle on this, everybody, one is like the journey between being inherently racist as an American, and two, trusting your gut. Go with your gut first, reflect on it later, because the you got to think to outweigh, woman, weigh the outcome,
that. Weigh the woman, outcome, right? Fuck that. If you're a man and you're fucking being racist, I can't fucking deal with you. But if you're a woman, she's fuck that. Trust your gut.
You have to trust your gut. Gut first, questions later, because one, what is the outcome of you not trusting your gut? You do, in fact, get captured. You get sexually assaulted. You get raped. You get murdered. You get literally trafficked. You don't come back from your vacation, right?
You'll never get back to your child or your family.
People you don't know, or your own internal dialogue calls you a racist and says, hey, we probably shouldn't have done it that way. Okay, let's deal with that later. Let's deal with facts right now as you are by yourself. You are a woman. And you need to get out of the situation, okay? Like, there's been so many situations where I should have bailed. Absolutely. And thank God I'm okay for it. But, like,
as long as ultimately, I got out. Did you come?
I mean, which time, you know? We'll end on that. We'll end on a risky story. Situation. This is what I'm saying. If my daughter ever did this, I would literally kill her. So one time, we'll end on a story, and then we'll give you the new artist of the week, all right?
Okay.
Here's where we're at. I did have a note about insurance, because we were insurance.
Fuck insurance, go.
If you get her abroad, make sure you have traveler's insurance, okay? One time, Val and I went to California together because I really want to go to SeaWorld. And she was like, you have everything? And I was like, yeah, for sure.
With the whales, you know.
It's totally fine. They're not in captivity. It's not like a prison for whales or anything. So we went to, it was a bucket list, right? We went to SeaWorld. And she was like, you got to ride home, right? Oh, you got a flight home. I was like, yeah, for sure. I booked a flight. I did, in fact,
she lied.
Not
lying
book
to
a
your
flight
friends
home.
Is not okay.
So I got there with her family. We had an amazing vacation. Yeah. It was super great. Went
we
to see where all
San
that.
Diego. Yeah.
I go to see my auntie in Montclair, right? We're all this soon. She's like, you have a flight home there, right? I was like, yeah, I'll take an Uber. My flight's super early. I did not have a way home back to Idaho from California.
She lied.
So while
I'm
we're at SeaWorld.
I just did sign language for
while
you.
While we're at SeaWorld, there's this guy who's
Hispanic individual with two children.
Regardless. He was like 5'4", maybe 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah.
And he had two kids with him at SeaWorld. I was like, good dad, right? And he was checking me out the
It was just
whole
him
time.
And the two kids. Yeah, so just like him and the two it kids. Seemed good.
Seemed legit. So we bumped into each other at SeaWorld. We kind of saw each other throughout the park, right? And I like kind of make talk with him, and we end up exchanging numbers. It's fine. We're texting, getting to know each other.
Murder,
he asked to
murder,
take me out.
Murder.
He asked to take murder. Me out, right, in Southern California. I was like, yeah, sure, we're going to go. He takes me to sushi. We go to sushi. I'm like, hey, where are you originally from? He's like, I'm actually from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Perfect.
And
it's
I was like,
way.
Oh, my gosh, how far is that from Boise? That's crazy. And he's like, it's like 4.5 hours, you know, nothing crazy. And I was like, well, how are you getting home? He's like, well, actually, me and my kids are driving back like day after tomorrow. And I was like, oh,
can
that's
I come
crazy.
With you?
I'm having issues with my flight and I can't afford to buy another ticket. Can I hitch a ride with you? And he was like, yeah, absolutely.
He was
a
in
goddess.
Love.
He was like in love with me. I was like, great. Sounds good. He goes, where can I pick you up? I sent him the, you know, staying with my auntie. I said, pick me up at like 6:30 in the morning at my auntie's house, blah, 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 blah. I lied to my auntie. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm out. He comes, picks me up. He goes, hey, I got to go pick up my kids from their grandma's house. We got to go this place. We go to the ghetto. And he's like, it's going to be a little bit. Come inside. I go inside to probably one of the top three most ghetto places I've ever been, right? And we're sitting on a couch in this house. This couch, this entire place is covered in cockroaches. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Cockroaches everywhere. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. There's cockroaches everywhere. And so he goes back into his back room for probably about a 45 minutes to an hour.
With his
I'm
baby
so
mama, yeah.
To get his kids. Who knows what he was doing back there, dude. And I was just sitting on the couch like, oh, my God. And I was so tired. And I was trying not to fall asleep. And there's fucking cockroaches everywhere, dude. And so finally he comes out with his two kids. So I'm like, hi, mi amo es Amanda. And I'm so happy to go on this road trip with you guys. This is going to be great. We get in his car.
And you're sucking his dick as you're driving.
Not
and the kids are in the
kids.
Back.
Oh, my God. I'm not trash. I just cuss a lot. We start our journey.
We start our journey from California to Salt Lake City, Utah, okay? We get 3/4 of the way there. We hit something with this tire. It explodes. We got to go check into, like, a Les Schwab or whatever. We're there for, like, 2 hours. And I'm like, hey, so when are we going to get to your house or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I just got to drop these kids off at my mom's. And then we'll go to my house. We should just stay the night. And then, you know, I'll drop you off at the airport tomorrow. I was like, yeah, my flight's like super early. I did not have a flight, mind you. I'm lying. I did not have a dollar to my name. I didn't have any butt on me, but I had my junk on me. So we drop his kids off. We had to wait like 2.5 hours to get his tires fixed. He was in a nice car, by the way. We drop his kids off. We go to his house. We have some really good sex. It's probably like 2 or 3 rounds.
Wherever you are, sir.
Bro, guy was in love with me. I make this befuddled up, like, bull crap of a story this next morning. Say, oh, my God, my flight got canceled. I can't afford a new ticket. How am I going to get home? I got to work on Monday. He goes, I'll drive you. And I was like, I thank you so much. He drives me then from Salt Lake City, Utah, all the way to Boise.
You're good at sex, when
bro.
He drives you to Boise.
Oh, he was in love with me. He's like, well, we can make this work. Long distances ain't nothing. I love you. This song's for you, baby. Drops me off at my house. I'm like, I'm so tired. I got to go to work tomorrow morning. He drops me off, literally turns around, leaves. And I got all the way home from California to Boise, Idaho, into my state. He knew where I lived, knew my address. All that whole thing took me like 2.5 days to get there for $0.
So
and
cut
no murders.
To,
I'm just saying.
Cut to, we were drunk at night, and you looked at me and you were like, I have a confession.
Years
and
later. Was it was like 7 years later. I was like, I got to tell you something.
And you were like, I drove home from SeaWorld with that guy that we met at SeaWorld. And I go, I know. I fucking knew. There's no other way you got
there's
fucking
no other way
like
I got
there's
home, dude.
No other way you got home. And I was just like,
do
you,
not ever do that.
Don't
if my,
do that.
Oh my God. I could have died. I should have died.
Moral of the story is don't be Amanda.
Don't be
don't
me.
Be Amanda.
Unless you want to get home for free. No, I'm saying no, I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Also don't go to SeaWorld.
Hey,
it's terrible. I think it's
follow
closed.
Follow us
now.
On Instagram.
Anyways, like and subscribe.
Website. Buy the merch because I think a mug would be cute. I need
merch.
A mug. I need to buy my own mug. Do you think I have to get that for free or I have to purchase it?
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Real Talk Sundays. Go get yourself a passport. Become part of the 37%.
Yes.
All right. Travel safe. Today's musical artist and song. This is Pipe Dream by Lithe. L-I-T-H-E. That whole album is fire. I highly recommend. Give it a listen, but this is Pipe Dream.
Hey, you got me feeling type of ways. Type you wanna see her every day. She just wants somebody for the night. You call, I'll be on my way. Hard to love me when you got nothing to chase. She just wants somebody for the night. Shawty wanna use me, I don't need you no more, babe. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. I don't really feel no more. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. I don't really care no more. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Run it up, no more, babe. None of y'all niggas, they poppin'. Yeah, I know you do this often. I'm running out of options. I'm fine, yeah. I'ma swallow all my pride, yeah. Won't be nothing but a side piece, oh, oh. Catching feelings with my pipe dream, oh no. Sighting shit, be feeling type of ways. I don't need nobody for the day, I just need somebody for the night, yeah. Been there and I've never been the same, yeah. Been there but I'm not the one to blame, yeah. I just need somebody for the night, yeah. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. I don't need you no more, yeah. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. I don't really feel no more. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. I don't really care no more. Shawty wanna use me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Burn it up, I'm mobbing. None of y'all niggas, they poppin'.
Yeah, I know you do this often. Hey, I'm running out of options. I'm okay, I'm fine. Hey, I'ma swallow all my pride. Yeah. Want me nothing but a side piece. Oh, oh. Catching feelings with my pipe dream. Oh, no.